This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
I just need to set the table for this because as the impeachment stuff goes on today, and if I call him Fat Jerry, I just want to give you the source. It's the Daily Beast. The Daily Beast wrote the piece. The guy Trump called Fat Jerry is Chairman Nadler now. All right? And they write this piece very much like, hey, he's going to get his revenge. All right? So don't send me an email accusing me of fat shaming. I'm just reading you the piece, which I will be reading throughout the entire show today. Because it gives me an excuse to call him Fat Jerry, which I will do throughout the entire show. Okay, Kamala Harris is out of the race. And as you probably guessed, is racism and sexism the reason why? Yes, absolutely it is. It's because everybody is racist and sexist in the Democrat Party because they're the ones running against her for president. So this is amazing to me that Kamala Harris is out because other white people who don't like women wound up pushing her out of the race. What a racist, sexist party the Democrat Party has become. Am I right? Let's have some audio, shall we, today? Let's see. Now, first of all, Cory Booker, mansplaining as to why Kamala Harris is out of the race. He's very upset. He's running against. He ran against her, by the way. Cory Booker was running against Kamala Harris. He's one of the people who was trying to defeat Kamala Harris. Now that Kamala Harris is out of the race, damn you people that were against her, like myself. Count Grant, Angela Spartacus, Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band.
Also about your candidate for president. You're about to go to Iowa, if I'm not mistaken. There was big news today about a fellow member of the Judiciary Committee, fellow Senate Democrat Kamala Harris, dropping out of the race. Took a lot of people by surprise. What's your reaction?
Well, let me just say, Kamala, before she was a senator, presidential candidate, she was my friend. She was my sister.
I mean, not that much of my friend. I was still running against her. Like, not that. I mean, by friend, I mean... I was still trying to destroy her and defeat her for president. And my sister. But by sister, I mean somebody who I want to defeat at the polls in a bloody political contest. But, yeah, no, real tight. You know what I mean?
Presidential candidate. She was my friend. She was my sister. And so today I'm a little angry, I have to say, that we started with one of the most diverse fields in our history, giving people pride.
Right.
And it's a damn shame now that the only African-American woman in this race who has been speaking to issues that need to be brought up is now no longer in it. And we're spiraling towards a debate stage that potentially we're still fighting to get on it, but could have six people with no diversity whatsoever.
I mean, it sounds to me like the Democrat Party is one old white place, if you ask me. I'm telling you, what a damn shame that all those old white people pushed her out of the Democrat primary, huh? Man, what a party. Corey, it's the primary, dude, not the general election. She's got to get the Democrat nomination first. You're one of the people running against her. And last time I checked, you identify as a man.
Well,
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying you identify as one. I'm not going to go that far. Corey, you're one of the people who pushed her out of the race. Corey, you and every other Democrat running for president, including the old white guys on the stage, too. Yes.
Six people with no diversity whatsoever. The way this
That should be the tagline. The Democrat Party, the next debate, six people with no diversity whatsoever. Tune in to CNN tonight. And then they can have the Wolf Blitzer can come out and go, good evening. This is the debate of six people with no diversity whatsoever. Welcome to the Democrat debate. Cory Booker, thank you. He's a branding genius.
You want to try that moniker again?
Sure.
No. Say what you were going to say about CNN.
This is Wolf Blitzer. Welcome to CNN Democrat debate. This is the debate with no diversity whatsoever. Six candidates with no diversity whatsoever.
Six people with no diversity whatsoever.
With no diversity whatsoever.
Six people with no diversity whatsoever.
All right, how about like this? All right. I'm Wolf Blitzer, live tonight at the Democrat primary debate, which is being hailed as...
Six people with no diversity whatsoever.
Thank you to Senator Cory Booker for that. We're happy to come with you tonight live with a bunch of old white dudes on the stage.
Six people with no diversity whatsoever.
In fact, not since the Civil War have we seen a Democrat Party this white and old. And we're very, very proud of that fact tonight, are we not?
He branded the next debate.
Branded
for us.
The next debate. In fact, we should get special shirts for the next debate watch party. Zioli Army shirts with
six people with no diversity whatsoever.
Hashtag DNC debate. Hashtag Dems so white. Hashtag Dems no diversity.
Dems.
Oh, this is beautiful. Hashtag Dems no diversity. And then we could all wear that. We go to the debate watch party in January. I think that's fantastic. Thank you, Cory Booker. Man, is a marketing
he
pro.
He really is.
Six people with no diversity whatsoever. The way this is shaping up, especially with the rules of the DNC, it is preferencing millionaires and billionaires and a lot of other things that don't ever translate into viability in Iowa. Kamala's destiny should have been decided by voters in Iowa, not a lot of the other things. And we are at our own peril as a party. And this is why I'm fighting even harder, doubling down. If we do not have somebody that can excite and ignite that Obama coalition, the fullness of who we are, and it would be malpractice if I didn't say this to you, but if folks want to keep me in this race, please go to CoryBooker.com, contribute so we can make sure we're
Now, let me beg for your support to keep that Obama magic going. It was so important to me to push her out of the race to keep the Obama magic going. And now that I succeeded in pushing her out of the race to keep that Obama magic going, please give to Cory Booker at SpartacusBooker.com. MSNBC Stephanie Ruhle CNN's Breonna Keeler, CNN, agrees with a guest on, of course, Kamala Harris dropping out and the implications of that now, 4B.
I think I'm most struck by, Breonna, when you sort of take a step back, we're in December now, this field started with one of the most diverse field of candidates, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Kamala Harris, of course, Senator Cory Booker, also struggling, has not yet qualified for the next debate stage here. So we're going to be ending the year with a lot of older candidates, several white candidates. So this is something that certainly the field is not ending in as much of a diverse fashion as it started in. Of course, the question, will she endorse anyone else? We don't know the answer to that. And most of the former candidates are sitting on the sidelines watching like everyone else to see how this this primary fight is going to go. Breonna.
All right, Jeff Zeleny, with that incredible news today, Kamala Harris dropping out of the 2020 presidential race. Jeff, thank you so much. I want to talk to Gloria Borger. Just to assess this for us, and I thought that was a really interesting point there at the end. Jeff made this becomes an older and wider field for the top tier candidates.
It certainly does.
And by the way, that could be also on the shirt. Hashtag older and wider field. Hashtag Dems so white. Hashtag Dems no diversity. Hashtag Dem watch party.
Older and wider field for the top tier candidates.
Hashtag older and wider. Welcome to the Democrat Party, circa 1860 and 2020.
I'm surprised she didn't say older, wider, and richer.
Yeah, she's going to throw that out too. Older and wider. And by the way, they're the ones who pushed out Kamala Harris. A bunch of old white people who pushed out Kamala Harris. I didn't push her out. They did. They pushed her out. This is a primary. This is not a general election. Kamala Harris was pushed out by Democrats. Democrats who don't like black women. That's who pushed her out. No, I mean, if you're going to go down this road of saying it's because of older and whiter, then you have to go with the idea men, old white men, pushed her out because Democrats don't like black women. Isn't that the logical conclusion if it was an SAT score?
100%.
It's an SAT test. You come up with that. You go, well, obviously, right? I mean,
this becomes an older and wider field for the top tier candidates.
It's like when the Confederacy, Breonna. Very much like the Confederacy, and that's what we're getting echoes of. Hashtag echoes of the Confederate States of America. You know, I would like, see this, if I were a political analyst on TV, I'd say, well, you really got to applaud the Democrats going back to their roots. You know, I mean, this is a party that didn't allow black women in the party and for a long, long time, or black men, for example. It was always old white guys in control. I mean, really, for most of the party's history. So you got to applaud them in some ways for going back to their roots. Sometimes the party's got to do a reset. Yep. Am I right?
Six people with no diversity whatsoever.
That's fantastic.
This becomes an older and wider field.
Hashtag Dems so white. Hashtag Dems no diversity. Oh, hashtag God. Older and wider field. Democrat debate watch party 2020. So those shirts need to go into production now. Although we should wait for some more reaction of the fallout of Kamala Harris, because there might be some more cool lines. Yeah. Oh, I actually sent you Julian Castro.
Uh-oh.
Another guy who was mansplaining as to why it's so terrible that the woman he was running against, Kamala Harris, dropped out of the race. All of these people pushed her out of the race. Nobody should miss that point, right? Trump didn't push her out of the race. Other Democrats pushed Kamala Harris out of the race.
Here's Julian.
Hey, I really want to commend Senator Harris for the race that she's run. She's one of the most qualified people running. And throughout this
Not the most qualified, or I would have backed her and dropped out. Let me just make that point. If she was the most qualified, I would have dropped out and backed her. But I'm still running because I think I'm actually the most qualified.
She has run her campaign with class and with dignity. She's articulated a vision and fought for people of all different backgrounds and people who need a champion. I think about Senator Harris as a child of immigrants, as somebody who has been fighting for an America where everybody counts. I'm a big fan of the work that she's done in the Senate and also her fight for farm workers during this campaign. I will say that the way that the media...
I need to qualify that by saying I'm a big fan. I'm not a huge fan.
Not a huge fan.
If I was a huge fan, I would not have been running against her. But big fan.
She's okay.
Big fan. Big, not a huge fan.
No.
Huge fan. Huge fan of Julian Castro, which go to Julian 856-309-JENNY right now and donate money so I can keep my battle up of protecting the abortion rights of trans men.
The media treated Senator Harris in this campaign has been something else. In the last few days, to see articles out of Politico, the New York Times, Washington Post, that have basically trashed her campaign and focused on just one small part of it. And I think held her to a different standard, a double standard, has been grossly unfair and unfortunate.
Would you say it was fake news? Julian Castro, would you say that the New York Times and others engage in fake news about Kamala Harris?
That's what it sounds like to me.
A biased fake news attack on Kamala Harris. Julian, sounds like he's saying that, right?
It does, yeah.
Okay. But I wasn't so mad about it that I said anything before she dropped out of the race. I also need to make that point very, very clear as well. Back in my campaign, we were all going, awesome, New York Times, go get her. Now that she's out of the race, I think it's shameful. Shameful what they did to her. But, you know, now that I'm running, it's time to think about the vision of what she leaves behind that I can embrace now as the man in the race. Wink, wink. One less broad, am I right?
That should be the other
hashtag. Hashtag one less broad.
Bernie. Make a book, Bernie.
Bernie can give that out, right? That can be Bernie up on the stage.
Hashtag one less broad. See ya, toots.
I mean, that's a sin, Don. Right. It's a sin is what it is. It's not fire. It's not fair.
Sin. Writes itself.
If they get rid of Elizabeth Warren, they would have gotten rid of the sister and the mother-in-law.
That's right.
So there's that. It's like going after all the women.
She's my friend. She's my sister. She's my mother-in-law. Elizabeth Warren, America's mother-in-law. She's my mother-in-law too. But my friend Kamala Harris. I mean, not like close friends. I mean, I was running against her and said a lot of mean things about her. But yeah, I can't wait to see her around the old DNC cantina.
Is that where Greedo shot first?
I guess we got our movie for tomorrow. 855-839-1210.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.